This morning on WCHL, a 90-year-old Chapel Hill man missing for more than 2 days has been found. The two Pittsburgh groups butting heads over a gun range are ready to meet to lay their concerns out on the table. More than 100 people gathered on UNC's campus yesterday to honor the fallen Tar Heel whose murder is still yet to be solved.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And a movement that's already swept Chapel Hill and Carborough, now Hillsborough is ready to solarize. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football is trying not to get ahead of the bye week so it can use the time to prepare for an increasingly challenging schedule.
We played our best ball when we were down. We're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times when we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. You know, we'll get better on the front end. We will. We'll get better.
A UNC men's soccer player gets this week's top honors.
Both the NCAA and the NFL got it right for all the wrongdoing.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, 65 degrees, cloudy skies, a little mist falling out there right now. A 40% chance of rain or drizzle, mainly this morning. Our high today only about 75 degrees, but again, it's raining now and very wet because we've had rain pretty much all night. Yesterday at 4:58 p.m., the Chapel Hill Police Department announced it had located Richard Leslie Silva, ending a more than two-day hunt. Mr. Silva was located in a wooded area near I-40 Monday afternoon. That's according to a statement from the Chapel Hill Police Department. The statement went on to say he was transported to UNCER for evaluation. The 90-year-old man was last seen midday Friday at the Carroll Woods Retirement Community on Weaver Dairy Road. Before he went missing, he was believed to be suffering from dementia or a cognitive impairment. Three members of a group opposed to a shooting range just outside of Pittsburgh will meet with the range's owner on Wednesday to discuss their differences. According to information from a spokesperson for defending Chatham neighborhoods, that spokesperson, Chatham County resident Tony Gaeta, is an adjunct UNC law professor and an attorney practicing in Raleigh. DCN is a group of more than 130 signers of a petition to shut down Range 2A. They say they're concerned about noise, stray bullets, and a potential decline in property values. Range 2A opened in late May on 71 acres off Silk Hoke Gum Springs Road. It's a membership based business that offers military-style tactical training. Tensions arose immediately between owner Mark Atkinson and his next-door neighbor, Seglinda Scarper, the owner of Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary with more than 200 felines. Scarper complained about the noise and potential danger from gunfire. After a shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department registered above allowable decibel levels, Range 2A shut down for a while. Atkinson promised to create more buffers around his 8 shooting bays in hopes of reopening in the fall. Since then, neighborhood opposition has grown as well as support from gun rights advocates. Gaeta and his group are threatening to sue Atkinson for creating a nuisance. Atkinson may also be facing hefty county fines for unauthorized soil disturbance on his property. Gaeta says he's not one of the three neighbors attending Wednesday's meeting between opposing parties. He told WCHL back in late August that if he ever met Atkinson, his message would be, "Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it." Sunday marked the 2-year anniversary of the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgepeth. And yesterday, more than 100 people gathered at the UNC Student Union for a moment of silence to honor her memory. Andy Willard reports for Carolina Connection.
At this time, we ask that everyone join us in a moment of silence as we remember Faith Danielle Hedgepeth.
Alpha Pi Omega Sorority, along with other Native American groups, organized the memorial. Pictures of Hedgepeth were printed in black and white and read in large capital letters, "Justice for Faith." Sharon Ross, president of Alpha Pi Omega, said this was meant as a call to action.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And in the meantime, the university waits for answers. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andy Willard.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown!
What a huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion.
Going up, feet are inbounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico?
So he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance.
While he pulls down the ball with the other hand. Phenomenal!
That was one for the highlight reel, folks.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Breadman's? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Breadman's, come to Breadman's. Eat at Breadman's every day.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. We're now two games into the 2014 football season, but the Carolina football team is still dealing with its latest controversy, the alleged hazing of a player last month that Yahoo Sports initially characterized as an assault. Details of the incident are still uncertain, and UNC officials are still investigating. But what do students think about the situation? Mary Yount of Carolina Connection hit the sidewalks to ask students how they felt.
The athletic department at UNC Chapel Hill is no stranger to controversy. With the university entering its fifth year of the academic investigation, you might think that student athletes are likely to be on their best behavior. The football team, however, is now under a separate investigation due to an alleged hazing incident that occurred at training camp. Yahoo Sports first reported on August 26 that redshirt first-year Jackson Boyer, a wide receiver, was hazed and assaulted by a group of his teammates, leaving him with a concussion. Head coach Larry Fedora suspended four players for the season opener last Saturday against Liberty University for a violation of team policies. What are students saying about this situation, and more importantly, how will fan morale be affected? I asked around campus to find out more.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Hebert. I'm a senior, and I think that there's a fine line between initiating new members to an organization that builds culture and camaraderie and hazing new members. I think it's unfortunate that a lot of the times people don't know how to not cross that line.
Hi, my name is Blake Porter. I'm a senior at UNC Chapel Hill. And when I learned about the new hazing scandal, I was just shocked that these players could use such poor judgment, knowing that our school is already under investigation.
Hi, my name is Amy Kalinowski. I'm from Greenville. I'm a senior here at Carolina. I do think there's value in like traditions that different clubs here have and different sports teams and whatnot, but I do think there's a level where it's not okay. The level where someone gets a concussion is probably the point where it's not okay.
Hello, my name's Cameron Robert, and I'm a senior here at UNC.
I'm David Deans. I'm a senior. I think it's a shame that there's another scandal on top of all the other ones here. Hazing, to that degree, certainly has no place in the football program, and it's just more bad publicity.
This week, Coach Fedora declined to comment on the story and said that he is done talking about it until the investigation is finished. In Chapel Hill, I'm Mary Yount.
Again, Mary Yount is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. The Solarize movement is coming to the town of Hillsboro tomorrow with a kickoff event at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The Solarize program is an organizing effort that brings neighborhoods together to negotiate for group discounts for solar panel installations. The idea is, the bigger the group, the bigger the discounts. The town of Hillsboro is offering non-monetary support to the initiative in an effort to promote energy independence, environmental stewardship, and more construction jobs. Support from the town government includes use of town hall for public educational events. Solarize Hillsboro is organized by the North Carolina-based nonprofit group Next Climate. Earlier this year, the grassroots organization kicked off Solarize Carrboro, and there's an ongoing online fundraising effort to solarize McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill. The Solarize Hillsboro event takes place at 7 p.m. Wednesday in room 201 of Durham Tech in Orange County. And you are invited. You can also find an online link to Solarize Hillsboro in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The good news is that Americans are saving more than ever for college. The bad news is the average amount still isn't enough to cover 1 year at a four-year public university. The College Savings Plan Network says the average 529 college savings plan is worth about $20,671. That's almost double since 2008 when the country was in the grips of the recession. The size increase in 529 accounts appears to be the result of both the healthier stock market and the ability of many Americans to save more. The group said in a report released on Tuesday that contributions jumped from $16.5 billion in 2009 to $22.5 billion in 2013. The nation now has some $244 billion in assets managed under 529 plans. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought by the Carolina Inn. Well, just be careful out there this morning because we've got a lot of misty rain. A lot of light rain has fallen overnight. It's still coming down right now. And the roads, obviously, are going to be a little bit slick. Visibility not great this morning either. Lots of clouds. And just drive a little extra caution, if you would. In the meantime, if you spot anything that we're not reporting and know of any kind of a situation that's unusual, then call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. That is our new Chapelboro handle and our new handle on Twitter. And let us know if you know of anything out there and you become a WCHL road warrior. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by executive chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Four Corners. It is 65 degrees right now, cloudy, rain coming down, just a real light mist, actually. A 40% chance of rain or drizzle continuing mainly this morning. High today in the middle 70s, about 75 or 76. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of more rain or drizzle. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Look ahead a little bit. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. And the high in the upper 80s. Well, check it out. Four Corners, downtown on East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Home of the $6 lunch special Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club and your sixth lunch is free at Four Corners. 619 at WCHL. Time for championship sports, and we'll start by talking about Carolina football. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says he's glad his Tar Heels are 2-0, but knows there's a need for improvement with a tough schedule looming after the bye week. For now, the Carolina skipper is preaching fundamentals on the practice field in the hopes that the talented Tar Heels can crack their untapped potential. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Missed tackles and blown assignments plagued the Carolina defense Saturday night against San Diego State. In lieu of the erratic play, Coach Fedora says the team will be spending some extra time shoring up the basics this week.
That concerns you. Always does. And so, we'll have to go back to the fundamentals this week. And when I say that, that does not mean that we have not been practicing fundamentals. That just means we've got to go back and really work hard on the fundamentals.
Despite the sloppiness, Coach Fedora says he's most pleased with the fighting spirit he's observed in his team 2 weeks into the young season.
We made enough plays to win a game, and that's all it boiled down to, is our guys made the plays when we had to make the plays. And so I give our team credit for their, you know, how they persevered throughout the entire game. They were positive. We had great energy on that sideline. I mean, there were a lot of guys that were frustrated. They fought and fought until they got it done.
The Tar Heels rallied from a 14-point deficit in the second half against the Aztecs and trailed Liberty in the opening week of play before turning it on in the third quarter. Junior starting quarterback Marquise Williams leads UNC in rushing yards up to this point, but with a talented stable of running backs that includes sophomore TJ Logan and freshman Elijah Hood, Coach Fedora says that needs to change.
It's critical. I mean, anytime we can run the football, we're going to be a better football team, you know, and we were not having success in that first half running the football.
Slow first half starts, especially by the offense, have become an issue for this UNC squad. But Coach Fedora says he'd rather the guys play their best brand of football in the latter stages of the game than the other way around.
That's not concerning for me. I think that's a great thing. I mean, that we played our best ball when we were down. You know, I'm going to tell you, I would much rather have it that way than the other way, you know, that you don't play your best ball when you're down. Because, I mean, that situation, we're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times where we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. You know, we'll get better on the front end. We will. We'll get better.
There isn't a more opportune time to get better than in the bye week. With no opponent to worry about this Saturday, the Tar Heels are afforded the chance to focus on themselves.
We're not where we want to be right now, you know, but we're 2-0, and that's the biggest thing right now. We're going into an open week. We can get some guys healed up, and we can continue to get better in all three phases, because we haven't anywhere gotten close to our potential.
Not close, not yet. But an open week spent addressing core issues and weaknesses may do wonders for a UNC team that has scraped its way to a 2-0 mark, but has slid down to number 25 in the most recent coaches poll and dropped out altogether of the AP rankings. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Over in Raleigh, North Carolina State coach Dave Doran wants to see his Wolfpack defense tackle better. Doran said on Monday he was surprised by his team's poor tackling in the win against Old Dominion. That means preparation for this weekend's trip to South Florida will include a big focus on the most basic part of playing defense. Doran says he was surprised by his team's tackling in the last game after a solid performance in the opener against Georgia Southern. He says the team doesn't have to practice tackling ball carriers to the ground to improve, but his players have to build good habits by going full speed even if they ultimately stop short of making the hit in practice. North Carolina State is 2-0, but the Wolfpack has given up a combined 942 yards in its two victories. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Cam Newton will start the team's home opener on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. The two-time Pro Bowl quarterback was held out of Carolina's win on Sunday at Tampa Bay with fractured ribs, but backup Derek Anderson stepped in and threw for 230 yards and a couple of touchdowns in a 20-14 victory. Newton is expected to return to practice tomorrow after his streak of 48 consecutive starts was snapped. Rivera says keeping Newton out against Tampa Bay was one of the toughest decisions he'd ever had to make, but doctors told him it would make a huge difference in his recovery. For Anderson, it will be back to the bench after playing really well in that opener. He hadn't started a game since 2010, but helped the Panthers win their first season opener under Rivera and first overall since 2008. The Lions, meanwhile, the next opponent for the Panthers, were impressive last night with a big win over the New York Giants. North Carolina senior forward Andy Craven was named the College Soccer News National Player of the Week on Monday. The St. Simon Island, Georgia native was a difference maker in leading Carolina to a pair of 1-0 road victories this past weekend. For his efforts, he was also selected to the College Soccer News National Team of the Week. Craven scored the game winner in each match, beginning with a late first-half goal on Friday night and the 1-0 victory over Old Dominion in Norfolk. He produced a game's deciding goal on Sunday as well in the 1-0 victory at Virginia Commonwealth in Richmond. Craven has 3 goals and 3 game winners so far in 2014. The 3-1 Tar Heels move up to number 3 in the latest College Soccer News poll, also released on Monday. North Carolina begins ACC play this Friday against Pittsburgh here in Chapel Hill. Match time, 7 o'clock on ESPN3. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Thought leadership, superior results. Challenging the conventional in commercial real estate services. Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. 100 years ago, half of American school kids were taught in a one-room schoolhouse. But after the First World War, people moved into cities. Although such schools do still exist, says our CBS News colleague Barry Peterson.
Yes, there are still one-room public schools in America.
Not many, though.
Today, about 200 one-room schools carry on a tradition that's older than America itself. And while the frontier where they first appeared may be gone, the spirit that they helped create is alive and well in towns across rural America.
With Barry, we'll visit a couple of them after this.
Here's a true story about identity theft. A man in Seattle went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. But by morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I've done. I've armed myself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. That's right, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It helps to protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other identity theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock is on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Here again from the Continental Divide is Barry Peterson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
For a century and a half, Montana's pioneer mountains have echoed with the young voices from the Divide One Room School.
And justice for all.
Good job.
At Divide School, Judy Boyle loves what she does.
I have teacher meetings once a week. It's with me, myself, and I. We get along really well.
Good.
Divide School teaches grades K through 8. At times, it's had as many as 30 students. When we visited last spring, Boyle had only 3 students. So she could give such individual attention, she made lesson plans for each student.
I mean, you're really designing something custom-made for these 3 kids.
Yeah.
That's, I would think, a great thing to be able to do as a teacher.
It is. It really is. Because you can respect their differences and what makes them tick.
Coming up on our next broadcast, Barry Peterson goes from the mountains to the prairies. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond's security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free, and the good news is you don't have to go through an X-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry, offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from 2 options. Mosquito barrier spray for up to 1/2 acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
It's 630, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 65 this morning in Carborough. Forecast brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It's going to be cloudy all day, 40% chance of rain or drizzle, mainly this morning. High today about 75. A little light rain coming down out there right now, almost like a mist. And I think it's actually been raining pretty much all night long, so everything is saturated out there. Everything very wet. Tonight, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain or drizzle. Low tonight, about 65 degrees. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Enterovirus 68 starts like a cold, but affects your breathing. More than 1,000 kids, many in the middle of the country, have come down with it. Matthew York's in a Denver hospital last weekend.
I woke up at about 1 o'clock and told my mom that I couldn't breathe.
Dr. Tracy Butler at Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children cautions,
if they quit breathing and there isn't somebody that can take over their breathing, it is fatal.
In Chicago, Christina Coleman's son is hospitalized with the virus.
He said that he felt like someone was just pressing down on his chest.
ER doctor Samson Davis is with the New Jersey Meadowlands Hospital Medical Center.
I think it's going to spread throughout the country. I think September is going to be a really tough time with this virus because more kids are going back to school, germs are being shared.
The virus can last about a week before kids recover. How to keep from getting it?
It's all about hand washing, not sharing utensils, making sure you use hand sanitizers, fist bump over handshakes that always work as well.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill and raining this morning. A little light, misty rain coming down right now. Yesterday, just a couple of minutes before 5 p.m., the Chapel Hill Police Department announced it had located Richard Leslie Silva, ending a more than two-day hunt. Mr. Silva was located in a wooded area near I-40 on Monday afternoon, according to the statement. And the statement went on to say he was transported to UNCER for evaluation. The 90-year-old Silva was last seen midday Friday at the Carroll Woods Retirement Community on Weaver Dairy Road before he went missing. He was believed to be suffering from or a cognitive impairment, but again, he has been found safe. Three members of a group opposed to a shooting range just outside of Pittsburgh will meet with the range's owner on Wednesday to discuss their differences, according to information from a spokesperson for Defending Chatham Neighborhoods. That spokesperson, Chatham County resident Tony Gaeta, is an adjunct UNC law professor and attorney practicing in Raleigh. DCN is a group of more than 130 signers of a petition to shut down Range 2A. They say they're concerned about noise, stray bullets, and a potential decline in property values. Range 2A opened in late May on 71 acres off of Silk Hoag Gum Streams Road. It's a membership-based business that offers military-style tactical training. Tensions arose immediately between owner Mark Atkinson and his next-door neighbor, Seglinda Scarpa, the owner of Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary with more than 200 cats. Scarpa complained about the noise and potential danger from gunfire after a shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department registered above allowable decibel levels. Range 2A shut down for a while. Atkinson promised to create more buffers around his 8 shooting bays in hopes of reopening in the fall. Since then, neighborhood opposition has grown, as well as support from gun rights advocates. Gaeta and his group are threatening to sue Atkinson for creating a nuisance. Atkinson may also be facing hefty county fines for unauthorized soil disturbance on his property. Gaeta says he's not one of the three neighbors attending Wednesday's meeting between opposing parties. He told WCHL back in late August that if he ever met Atkinson, his message would be clear. Quoting here, shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it. Sunday marked the two-year anniversary of the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgebeth. And on Monday, more than 100 people gathered at the UNC Student Union for a moment of silence to honor her memory. Andy Willard reports for Carolina Connection.
At this time, we ask that everyone join us in a moment of silence as we remember Faith Danielle Hedgebeth.
Alpha Pi Omega Sorority, along with other Native American groups, organized the memorial. Pictures of Hedgebeth were printed in black and white and read in large capital letters, Justice for Faith. Sharon Ross, president of Alpha Pi Omega, said this was meant as a call to action.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And in the meantime, the university waits for answers. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andy Willard.
Andy Willard is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine in the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. The show airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. The Solarize movement is coming to the town of Hillsboro tomorrow with a kickoff event at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
The Solarize program is an organizing effort that brings neighborhoods together to negotiate for group discounts for solar panel installations. The idea is, the bigger the group, the bigger the discounts. The town of Hillsboro is offering non-monetary support to the initiative in an effort to promote energy independence, environmental stewardship, and more construction jobs. Support from the town government includes use of town hall for public educational events. Solarize Hillsboro is organized by the North Carolina-based nonprofit group Next Climate. Earlier this year, the grassroots organization kicked off Solarize Carrboro, and there's an ongoing online fundraising effort to solarize McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill. The Solarize Hillsboro event takes place at 7 p.m. Wednesday in room 201 of Durham Tech in Orange County, and you are invited. You can also find an online link to Solarize Hillsboro in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Researchers from the UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center studied eight genes that could slow down cell proliferation in breast cancer patients. Michael Gatza, a postdoctoral fellow at UNC, says these genes, also known as drivers, are responsible for the development of cancerous cells.
These are genes that are responsible for driving tumor development or for causing cells to proliferate abnormally. They're normally expressed at lower levels in normal tissue, but in a tumor, they may be expressed aberrantly at a much higher level.
Gatza and his fellow researchers want to develop a drug to target the most prevalent type of breast cancer.
And so what we believe this could turn into is an opportunity where if we could develop a drug against these particular genes, then we could selectively kill or inhibit the proliferation of those cells that are overexpressing.
But they believe their research will also be effective in other types of cancers. Drugs that battle one of the genes they studied have been successful in halting lymphoma in mouse models and could potentially have positive effects in breast cancer patients as well.
So our study was specifically in breast cancer, but we believe the strategies that we used could be applied, and they're in fact are being applied to other types of tumors right now.
The team published its research online in Nature Genetics. A Winston-Salem City Council committee is to consider whether to offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners. Local media outlets reported the proposal is on the agenda for tonight's meeting of a council committee. But city officials say they already are offering benefits to those who have been married anywhere in the country where same-sex marriages are legal. Human Resources Director Carmen Carruth wrote employees last month telling them the city would recognize marriage licenses from any state or U.S. jurisdiction. Carruth cited a ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that overturned a gay marriage ban in Virginia and a recent statement by North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper that he would no longer defend the marriage amendment to the state constitution. That amendment was approved in 2012. A Virginia woman says she doesn't understand the fuss over her 96-year-old mother's recent marriage. After all, she says anybody who wants to get married has to have a little dementia. But the courts aren't amused by the marriage this year of 96-year-old Edith Hill and 95-year-old Eddie Harrison, and the couple's status as newlyweds is now uncertain. Hill was declared legally incapacitated by the court several years ago after a doctor said she suffered from dementia. And a judge says the marriage should not have occurred without court permission. He removed Hill's daughter, Rebecca Wright of Annandale, from her role as her mother's guardian in large part because of the marriage. Now a new guardian has been appointed who will decide whether the marriage will be allowed to stand. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization.
Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the most advanced products and procedures for facial anti-aging. Our newest addition, FDA-approved Juvederm Voluma, is the latest injectable facial filler to instantly add volume to the cheek area. It gives you a subtle lift, helping to restore contour and reveal a more youthful profile for up to 2 years. Overseen by board-certified dermatologists, the providers at Carolina MediSpa are specially trained to find the treatment that is right for you. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com and get the lift you've been looking for.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:41.
Now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank of America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its Environmental Business Initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have just completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average-sized homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. Combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water? Or 21st century job creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Alongside the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora. And coach, you've had a couple days now to break down the film from your win over San Diego State this past Saturday. What'd you see from your team that allowed you to gut out that 31-27 victory?
Well, obviously the turnovers that our defense created were the key plays of the game, and those things happened when they needed to happen. You know, it's not just making plays that are important, but making them at the right time. And fortunately for us, we made those plays when we needed to. And then we made a few plays on offense in the second half that got us going a little bit.
More with the head coach of the Tar Heels after this break.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Coach, pretty early in the season for a bye week. The Tar Heels will have another one later in the year, but you've played just two games. How do you try to handle a week off with your guys, at least a week off from games at this point of the year?
Well, because of the youth of this football team, we want to make sure we go back and continue to work on the fundamentals, which we were lacking a lot in this past week. So we've got to do a great job of tackling this week, working on those fundamentals. We've got to work on the fundamentals of just blocking, catching, running, just every phase of the game. So hopefully we'll be a better team after this week.
A reminder, Coach Fedora is at Top of the Hill Restaurant tonight, 7 o'clock, for another edition of Larry Fedora Live.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Hey, this Tar Heel football team is fun to watch, huh? Don't forget, Larry Fedora Live coming up tonight right here on WCHL. It's 6:46.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
We've got a few more hot days ahead, but the cooler temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions, and we know the average North Carolina tree drops over 200,000 leaves every fall. Think about this. The weight of a 30-foot run of gutter choked with leaves and water is equal to a 300-pound gorilla hanging from your fascia board. We can help with our now famous gutter covers. So quit monkeying around with gutters that don't work. Call Gutter Solutions today or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
All right, now it's time for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Rand Northam back in the newsroom taking a look at traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. If there is anything you need to report, let us know. If you know of any accidents or any especially bad delays out there this morning, let us know. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can also tweet us at our new Twitter handle, WCHL Chapelboro. Let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. And Dickie's Barbecue Pit is the place to go. If you're looking for a great takeout, you can eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering as well at Dickies.com. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, it looks like this. First of all, brought to you this morning by UNC Athletics. It is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy, 40% chance of rain or drizzle. Mainly this morning, our high today about 75 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain or drizzle. And low tonight in the middle 60s again. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. It's important to know that it is raining out there right now. A little light rain coming down. Nothing to be worried about, but it's been steady pretty much all night long. So everything is really, really wet out there. Get a game day experience for nearly half price by a Carolina Football Family Pack. Four tickets plus a $20 voucher for concessions and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $120. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. Tar Heels are off this weekend, of course, and then the following weekend they will be on the road at East Carolina. But this Carolina Football Family Pack is good for later on in the season. Be sure you take advantage of this very special opportunity. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them to tell you about. First of all, actress Sylvia Miles is 80 years old today. Actor Topol is 79. Luther Simmons is 72. Musician, singer Inez Fox. You remember Inez and Charlie Fox in a song called Mockingbird? Inez Fox is 72 years old today. And Dee Dee Sharp, who did the mashed potatoes. Remember that? Mashed potato time. And Dee Dee Sharp, 69 years old today. Country singer Freddie Weller, 67. College football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Joe Theismann, 65 years old today. Actor Tom Wopat, one of the Duke boys on the Dukes of Hazzard, 63 years old today. Musician, producer Dave Stewart, 62 years old today. Actor Adam Sandler, 48 years old today. Model Rachel Hunter turns 45. Actor Henry Thomas, 43 years old today. Michael Bublé, singer, 39 years old today. Actress Michelle Williams is 34. And country singer-songwriter Hunter Hayes is 23. Got a bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, the lovely and talented Aubrey Fox. Aubrey Fox Williams is now with the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. And still a good friend. Aubrey has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Aubs. Rachel Nash, who used to be here at WCHL, has a birthday today, as does Julia Tucker Savage. Happy birthday, Julia. And Tom Hefner has a birthday today. Our winner of the day, birthday winner, is Tim Stambaugh. Tim Stambaugh, a local musician extraordinaire, and Tim will get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday to all our celebrities, and especially to Tim Stambaugh, our birthday winner from WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, and you know what that means?
Rock and Roll Tuesday!
Rock and Roll Tuesday. That's right. Is there an echo in here?
Yes.
Yeah, you were right, though. I have to agree with you. It's the day that I look forward to
the Echo rest of and the Bunny Man.
I look forward to it all week.
Good.
And
you okay over there?
Yeah,
folks, he is so excited.
I'm so emotional. I get
he's
all
so
choked
emotional.
Up.
He's choked up. There's a carotid standing out, kind of saying hello to me right now.
Uh-oh. Let me get that bad boy down a little bit. What's what kind of question you got today?
Well, it's going to be one-hit wonders.
Okay.
One-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go, folks. Name either the tune or the artist.
Oh, it must be hard.
Whose release in 1971 was his highest charting single. Name either the tune or the artist whose release in 1971 was his highest charting single. Here yeah. it is. I'm yeah. handing Ron the vinyl.
All right. I'm going to put it on, and I'm not looking at it.
All right.
Not looking at the label. All right. Here we go. All right. Your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL. Take a listen. You know what this is? I know what it is. All you gotta do is hear that riff. That's good. Yeah.
Woo!
A little rock and roll for you. All right, this is easy. All you got to do is name the song or the artist. You don't even have to know both. Should be pretty easy. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answers to the question, just one of those answers, that's all it takes. Call right now and you could be a winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise and we're proud of our community too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Phil Ford is a Tar Heel and always will be, and he's also today's WCHL hometown hero. Everybody started loving you when you got to Carolina. Started as a freshman and led the Tar Heels to the 1975 ACC Tournament Championship, and then you went on from there to have just a stellar career at Carolina.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I wouldn't use the term led because there were guys on our team named Walter Davis, John Kuster, Tommy Ligard, Mitch Kupchak. Of course, Coach Smith did such a tremendous job with us that year.
Typical modest Phil Ford. All you got to do is hold up four fingers, and everybody knows that means the four corners, which a lot of people
people call the Ford Corners. Phil, you were drafted number two in the 1978 NBA Draft, Rookie of the Year, 1979. You retired from there in 1985 and began a banking career, and then you started a coaching career.
A young guy from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, that grew up and wanted to be a pro athlete, and to come to the school that I pulled for growing up in Rocky Mount to play at North Carolina, then to play in the NBA, I was truly blessed. You said I was a banker for a couple of years and joined the staff at North Carolina in 1988. My time as a coach at North Carolina was just unbelievable. I can never go back and think of anything that I would have enjoyed doing more than coaching at North Carolina.
Phil went on to coach for a time in the NBA as well, and now you are doing some things that are very near and dear to your heart. Tell us about that.
The Phil Ford Foundation fights childhood obesity. I had a camp over in the western part of the state and got very close to a youngster there who was obese, and he tried so hard and he was just limited in what he could do. And my cousin and I got together and decided to start a foundation, and we chose childhood obesity, and the name of Dr. Ileana Perrin came up, and a doctor at the North Carolina Children's Hospital here, and we've worked closely with North Carolina Children's Hospital since then.
And you also do some motivational speaking.
I enjoy speaking to young kids about things that have happened to me in my life. I just finished a children's book. It's titled The Kid Who Couldn't Dunk. And I thought it would be motivational to some youngsters. I had some success as a basketball player, and I've never dunked. And everybody thinks now dunking is the epitome of being a basketball player. So hopefully it'll motivate some young kids.
Which is just...
I've really never dunked.
Well, thank you for doing everything that you do. And if anybody wants to find out more about what Phil Ford is doing, go to philfordbasketball.com.
And thank you for your friendship through all these years, Ron John.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Oh, man, what a class act right there, Phil Ford. 657 at WCHL. And having a little fun this morning on the telephone. Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz.
Oh, ladies.
Who is that artist, Freddie?
Buddy Miles.
Yep. And
great song.
Name of the song is Them Changes.
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep.
Man.
Only got up to 62 on the Billboard charts, which made it his best selling single. But he was an awesome vocalist, drummer.
Yep.
He worked with the Dick Clark Review, Wilson Pickett, played in Mike Bloomfield's Electric Flag, and Jimi Hendrix. Band of Gypsies.
Yeah, man.
And in 1987, he was the voice behind the California Raisins commercial. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I saw
Buddy
a lot,
Miles.
I saw a lot more of him than I wanted to.
Well, Freddie Kiger, great question this morning. Name that song or the artist. And you know who won this morning? Charles Blackwood called in with the answer to the question. And one thing you might not know about Charles Blackwood, he is quite a music expert as well. In addition to being well steeped into law enforcement and about to be our next sheriff. Charles knows his music. I'll tell you that, buddy. He's gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Once again, here's that song, Buddy Miles and Them Changes. I love it. Rock and roll Tuesday.
Bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
65 degrees this morning. Please be careful out there. It's awfully wet. We've had a lot of rain overnight. The road's a little bit slick. It is 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapane. Some fans call it too little, too late.
The NFL, the Ravens, they all knew this video existed, and they just tried to sweep it under the table.
That video shows star running back Ray Rice punching his then-fiancée unconscious with a single blow. The NFL and the team insist they didn't see it until yesterday. Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
It's something we saw for the first time, you know, all of us. And it changed things, of course. You know, it made things a little bit different.
Kim Gandy is with a national network to end domestic violence.
It's opened up a lot of new dialogues about domestic violence and about what it means in our society to be a man.
Immediately after the video came out, the Ravens cut Rice and the NFL suspended him indefinitely. His suspension before the video was just 2 games. Home Depot is acknowledging one of the biggest data breaches to date. Former cybercrimes prosecutor Mark Rash says millions of credit and debit card customers could have been exposed when hackers broke into the company's payment systems.
If you shopped at Home Depot anytime since April, then there's a possibility that your credit card numbers were compromised.
President Obama is scheduled to brief congressional leaders later today on his plans to go after ISIS terrorists. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Frank, the top leaders from both parties have been called here to the White House to hear directly from the president. Mr. Obama will outline his strategy to respond to the growing Islamic State threat with what officials describe as a broader counterterror mission that does not include committing U.S. troops to ground missions in Syria or Iraq. Those are places, of course, where ISIS has footholds. The administration is increasingly indicating U.S. airstrikes on Islamic State targets inside Syria are a very real option.
Hundreds of children in more than 10 states have been sickened by a powerful virus that's similar to germs that cause the common cold. In Denver, 12-year-old Matthew York had to be rushed to the hospital last Saturday.
I woke up at about 1 o'clock and told my mom that I couldn't breathe.
Now, the virus pops up every year, but this year's strain is unusually strong. The FBI is looking into an attack overseas on a sky marshal. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
TSA officials say the air marshal was waiting to board a flight from Lagos, Nigeria to Houston when someone approached him and stabbed him with a syringe containing an unknown substance. The marshal was in plain clothes, and for now the FBI is working on the theory that the motive was criminal, not terror-related. He was quarantined after arriving in Houston yesterday morning, but so far shows no sign of illness or infection, and the CDC says there appears to be no threat to public health, Frank.